John, when he looked, he seen a bloody lamb as had been slain before the foundation of the world. Now, the elder called him the Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed, but when John looked, he seen a bloody lamb. So he was both the lamb and the lion. But now, I just want to talk a little bit this morning about taking medicine. You know, here in the mouth it was sweet, but in its belly it was bitter. And a lot of times, if you take medicine from a doctor or something like that, it might taste bad, but then in your system it does you some good. Are you following what I'm saying? Taste bad, but do you good. And so you've got it both ways. Sometimes people say, well, I don't want to come to church. I just don't, you know, I don't feel like it and so forth. And, well, if it tastes bad, it ain't going to do you no, if it don't taste bad, it ain't going to do you no good. It's got to taste bad sometimes to do you some good. You know what I'm saying? And so we can't always go by what we feel even when we come to church. We've got to go by the Word of God. Amen. And so a few things here I want to read to you. This is Token, Bakersfield, California. Oh God, I pray that in Jesus' name that you will look down upon this audience and will comb it through. I pray that the great Holy Spirit is here, now present, showing Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, there's no chance for Satan to try to rub around it. Here you are. You're identifying yourself, standing here in human flesh amongst us, and identifying yourself by the token of the that would identify you. The token is to identify Jesus Christ, his resurrection. And here it is now, identifying him doing the same things he did when he stood here in a corporal body. Oh, Father God, may the people see and realize how these scriptures and things are perfectly fulfilled. May every soul come now, Lord. Go once more, Father, and speak to the hearts. So I'll be sure that I've asked you, and I know you're going to do it. You always answer our prayers. Speak once more, Lord. I'm sure there was some felt that they should, but they just didn't do it. Grant it, Lord, that they'll come now. Through Jesus' name, I ask. Amen. And so we're talking now about taking the Word of God and combing it through your soul. You know, I thought about how that sometimes if you have little problems with bugs and things like that, they give you a little packet, and in there is a real, real fine comb. And when you drag it through there, if there's any nits or anything in your hair, it snags on the nits and it pulls and it hurts and things like that. But we take the gospel this morning and pull the gospel through our soul. And when we come to the house of God, we should